Hi, did you know you can upgrade the reactor in our ship to a toroidal Series C turbofan model?
No.
I mean, it's only slightly exploded, look.
No.
Ladies, we've got a job.
Oh, thank God, I don't care what it is. Just please stop vetoing my engines.
It's some kind of advertising job for our Cosmopunk show, it looks like. But it's got to be quick. It can't be anything longer than 50 seconds.
Flyboy, set a timer for 50 seconds.
No, we've already started. The timer's going to mean a damn thing.
Oh, it'll give us a rough idea.
Hang on, I didn't agree to be in an advert.
Well, it's too late. You're already in it. Besides, it'll be over by the time you get your fat coyote butt out of the room.
Hey, you're fatter than I am.
Oh, stop arguing, you lot. I'll do it. Cosmopunk is a Starfinder actual play podcast focusing on character-driven storytelling. We're four friends from the UK, and occasionally more than four friends from not the UK. We play homebrew stories for the crew of the Leica 7 set in Paizo's Starfinder universe. Follow the adventures of four alien mercs as we get into trouble on the far side of space. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out at cosmopunk.net.
Wow. That was actually really good.
Hey, let's not fall down this hole again.
We're already down the hole. Welcome to the hole, everybody. The hole that is called Into the Gamerverse.
Into the Gamerverse.
Dice Fiends, where we exclusively talk about which voice actors we do and don't like.
You know what voice actor I like? The one that did Pain. I'm sure they're doing well. I hope they're doing well.
Y'all heard of Tara Strong? Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's a very obscure voice actor. Not a lot of people have heard of Tara Strong.
Yeah, very obscure.
My favorite voice actor, you've probably never heard of him, it's a guy named Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, my favorite obscure voice actor is probably Steven Spielberg.
My favorite voice actors...
I was going to say Tom Kenny, but...
My favorite voice actors are Rim, Lily, and Daniel. They play Jessica, no. Carla, and no. Logan on the Interstitial Podcast. Into the Gamerverse.
On the Interstitial Podcast.
I did just try to force myself to sarcastically say I like Vic Mignogna, but I couldn't. I couldn't physically.
Yeah, no. That guy should go into a hole. Speaking of going into holes.
Into the hole of the Gamerverse. Splash, we are down here now. There's water at the bottom of this hole. Everyone watch out.
Okay. Mr. Wobom? No, I'm not doing it.
All right.
So we're here.
All right.
Where were we in the game?
Introduction so we can get all the silly buggers out of our system before they promptly get back into the system.
Buggers.
Hello, my name is Eric. I am the GM of this podcast. Interstitial game, the Gamerverse, into, comma, the... My pronouns are he, him.
I guess I'll go next. Hi, my name's Daniel. Daniel Fernandez. I am going to be one of the players in this podcast. My character's name is Logan. Both my character and my pronouns are he, him.
Looking down at the participant screen.
Rim, go.
It's Rim, obviously.
I don't know what I'm laughing at.
Okay.
Maybe Lily should just go, and then Rem could become a more, well, I don't know,
okay,
less funny laughing person, but
okay.
Loosen your mind there, Rem.
I think it's Lily that's losing her mind.
This is
oh, Lily, sorry.
No, it's both
oh, God.
Of us.
Is Rem losing it, too?
The longer the silence lasts, the
losing
funnier.
My mind, losing my mind. Where's somebody to tell me I'm fine? That's a song.
Okay. I can stop. I almost had it, and you fucking go up in here with epic. You can't recall a bit from like 4 months ago.
Watch me. That's
watch
my
me.
Entire
watch
personality.
Me.
But with the power of podcast magic, it was last week.
Well.
And then we spoke to God. Okay. I am Lily. You can find me on... No.
No, you cannot find her there. Do not look.
You can't find me. Do not look for me.
Do not
my
perceive.
Name... My name is Lily. I'm playing Carla Cortez. You can find me at Fallout SOTN as the GM. My pronouns are she, her.
All right.
Fucking nailed
it. Got him. Got him.
Hi, on. I'm Rem, sponsored by Gamer Fuel, Mountain Dew, Pepsi. I'm not. It would be, though. Pepsi, hit me up. I have she, her pronouns. I'm Peepus. Playing Jessica, who also has she, her pronouns and is also sponsored by Gamer Fuel.
But she's actually sponsored by Gamer
Fuel,
right?
She's actually sponsored by Gamer Fuel. And I can be found on Kingdom Hearts Forgotten Era, where I play a literal magical girl.
Pog.
Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Into the Gamerverse, in which the gamers venture deeper into mementos and learn about proper driving safety. Okay, y'all, this episode does have vehicle crashes, breaking of bones, and children getting hurt, so please take care of yourselves, and viewer discretion is advised. Okay, so does everyone remember what was happening last time?
As no.
Lily said four months ago.
It was, well, okay, it was like 2 or 3
in
weeks,
distant,
but
in
I
the
don't.
In the year of 1907.
Our wonderful GM won't let me forget the fact that my character gaslit a robot.
That was episode
one. That was actually 4 months ago, I think.
We showed up in Persona Town, and then I think
we're
went
in
into
Persona
like subway
Town
places.
And we fought some shadows.
Are we?
Yes, yes.
I don't remember any of
all
that.
Alright, so...
We totally did. It was a short recording, and most of the recording was talking about murdering voice actors, but yes, we went
This is
there.
Probably still the same episode, actually.
Who knows?
Uno. Yeah,
fucked up, if true. Anyway, yes, you were in Persona Town, otherwise known as the Metaverse over Tokyo, when
Persona Town,
USA, in Japan...
Don't get it mixed up. It is called Persona Town USA, but it is located
in Japan.
Within the great nation
Close
of Japan.
Parentheses.
It's an embassy, yes. You see.
That's why only U.S. law applies in Persona Town.
Yeah, you can legally own a gun.
Does Persona 5 have guns?
Yep. America. Anyway.
Oh, so it's like an embassy thing.
Yes.
So like technically it's like U.S. soil.
Yes. If you're born in Persona Town, you are a U.S. citizen. And automatically a weeb.
If you are born in Persona Town, you die in real life.
Okay, so you showed up in the Ark, the Sonic the 2 Hedgehog Space Station Adventure Space Station, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 Adventure Space Station.
You can put those words in the correct order in editing.
Sonic Adventure 2 Battle Space Station.
DX.
I'm thinking of the GameCube one. That's why I put that.
Chow Garden.
This was a Sonic Adventure 1 on the GameCube, the Sonic Adventure 2.
Oh, God.
06.
Daniel is currently dabbing on Lily.
Look, I, at some point in my life, and somehow was in my mid-30s, I became a Sonic
Heroes.
Can we go to that Sonic game instead? Can we retcon everything?
Go to Sonic Heroes?
Yeah.
I actually never played Sonic Heroes. I haven't played Sonic Adventure 2 in a long time, and you know what? I'm sure it showed. Anyway.
We're in Persona Town.
Yep, we're in Persona Town right now.
The only silly thing about Sonic is that, well, Morgana has a Sonic outfit she could wear.
What happened to the ship?
Nothing happened.
I think it's just floating there.
Yeah.
Still.
Is it just chilling up there?
Remember we jumped off? We were just
We
like,
jumped off.
Fine.
I remember
I was very disappointed by the fact that there was fall damage.
Because we took fall damage. I remember that. And then Tails was like gonna save us but didn't.
Tails was gonna be like, oh, hey, who's... I'm gonna let you go. And you all just jumped off.
Yeah.
Is that why I have one?
Yes.
Who's driving the ship?
It's not being driven. It's just floating there.
Sorry, piloting.
Yeah, it's just waiting for the rest of the Chaos Emeralds. Well, all the Chaos Emeralds, because we found out that
okay, so
had
it's...
one in her pocket after she used it to Chaos control a shadow.
I do.
Okay.
But yes, after you met Morgana and Futaba, who introduced themselves to you as Mona and Oracle.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maintaining continuity, one of the specialties of the Dice Fiends. Maybe.
Thank you. Thank you for telling. I wouldn't have remembered.
Okay, yeah. So, you fought some shadows, and then you went down to, like, a little rest area in the sewer. Not the sewers, in the train station, said bank up mementos. The subway platforms. And that's where we start today. You are all sitting on a bench.
Have we recovered any harm from sitting on a bench? Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring any items to heal us. Joker has all of the shit.
Oh, that Joker.
Where is he anyway?
Oh, he's in Hawaii.
Yeah, no, don't you remember
don't
that?
Don't you remember the epic joke that Carla Cortez
made? We were just talking about how they were in Hawaii.
Earlier today about Hawaii. We all laughed.
It was like a few minutes ago.
Yeah. I don't know who this voice is. It's not Futaba, so it must be Morgana.
Jessica is Mona. Definitely Mona. Starting to consider using chaos control to get out of this awkward situation.
Oracle does tell you that there were strange readings in mementos, so they'll probably have to go deeper down if you want to join them to see what's up.
Right, because we got sent here by a game wizard, and I think we need to find those weird things.
You got sent here by Game Master Flex.
Game Master Flex.
Game Master,
the game wizard.
Not Game Wizard.
Yes.
Game.
But he is also a game wizard.
He is a gay wizard,
game wizard who gave you all power gloves that you can use magic through and shit like that.
I love the power glove, it's so bad.
Yes.
Now that everyone knows about it, I've just mounted the fucking emerald, like, on the side of the power glove.
It's just vibrant.
I am inevitable.
Did we agree what color it was?
It's an emerald.
There are different colors of chaos emeralds.
Yeah.
That is...
Inexplicably, they have different
key
colors.
Key Sonic
Look, Lord. I don't know shit about Sonic, okay? You told me it's an emerald. I assumed it was green.
All right, you have the green...
Collect the 7 green gems.
Yeah, not the one purple gem, the one clear gem, the one white gem. Are the white and clear the same?
That would be the
All
same.
All right. I don't
know. In terms of, probably
and
in terms of.
You gotta say it the weird way that Sonic says it in Sonic Adventure. Emerald.
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 Emerald. Now that we found out that Jessica has the emerald on her hand, what do we want to do?
We were talking about getting, it was like getting a soda or something?
That sounds, you guys don't have any items, you don't have anything to drink, there's no vending machine or anything here.
We were talking about, like, getting to the station, I think, right?
I honestly don't remember.
I think this is what happened.
You should go to sleep, you've had a hard day.
Well, that was a fun episode.
Cool, I'm glad we waited so long to record this.
No.
I'll
Lily
see you
is offline.
We'll
see you guys next week.
I'll see you guys. The funny thing is, this is probably going to be like every fourth Wednesday release, so see you guys next week is just a hard lie.
See, it'll work to our advantage because our listeners won't remember either.
Will anyone listen? Who knows? Remain
with
to
me
be
on the
seen.
Show? God, no.
Not playing this to be listened to, Lord knows.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, we're playing this for us.
Yeah.
Y'all listeners are just kind of a side,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
A side gig.
Well, regardless, Logan just sort of stands up and says, well, I'm good. Let's keep going. Let's find those fucking I don't know if he would say fucking readings. Daniel, would say fucking readings, but... he says, let's go find these readings and stop...
The hackers known as 4chan that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, those 4chan hackers.
Logan, hold on.
Sounds boggers.
We're kind of busted up from that last thing that happened.
Are we?
No, we're Gucci.
No, I have 2 harm. I say that in character.
Oh, here, I got you.
Look what my power glove says. It says I'm missing 2 HP.
Lily. Oh, sorry.
Mine does too,
Jessica has 2 harm. So does Logan. Jessica's power glove says.
Why do I have two? I thought I had one.
Sorry, I was reading the wrong character sheet. Carla Cortez has two harm. So does Logan, says Carla's power glove.
Alright, I got you guys. Don't worry, okay?
Yeah?
Yeah, here. And I'm gonna roll to use magic.
Oh, right. See, we're actually interacting with the game mechanics. Here we are. I have the book, so I don't have to look at the PDF. I'm still having trouble finding things.
What's my mastery stat? Is it good?
Your mastery stat? Right? It's two. It's two.
Oh, two's good. That means I got a seven.
That's good.
Okay, thank you.
That's a mixed success.
All right, so pick one.
Well, I was going to heal both of y'all, but I guess I'm just going to heal, obviously, Carla.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck about my brother?
Help her before you help me. I could keep going. I say as I like punch my fist into my hand.
Logan is like reckless enough to be like, "No, I'm fine," as he's dying and like coughing up blood.
All right.
Oh,
I really can't think of any unintended consequences of that.
You accidentally also heal Logan. Oops.
Other than you taking one harm because of it, but.
It's kind of just like, what's the point of that?
Look, a little bit of a zero-sum game here.
Yeah.
I absorb your health from you.
The harm you the magic you do is, it's very loud. Like, wah, 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 wah. But you do feel better.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes, exactly what it sounds like.
It's like, wah, 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 wah.
Everyone was expecting Jessica to do like this like cool little subtle spell, and then she just yells, "Chaos control!"
Yes, the chaos
stop bleeding!
The chaos control to undo the harm that was done to Carla.
At this point, I feel like no matter what kind of magic she's doing, she's
it has to be chaos control.
Chaos control.
Yes,
I mean, wouldn't you?
It doesn't even like interact with the emeralds. You're just saying
like
chaos control.
Cast a spell to summon a cake, and she's just like chaos control.
It's not even using the power of the emeralds.
Oh no, there's none of that chaos control effect on the screen. It's just cake.
She's just it's just like that's her like made up magic word.
Yes, and you don't even say
it has
like,
nothing to do with the emeralds.
You don't even say it like they do in Sonic Adventure 2 Battle DX Royale.
Chaos control.
The ultimate enemy of this campaign is Obama, who also has an emerald.
Oh boy.
I've gotten that out of my system now, so.
So now we can cut it.
Yep. One moment.
I don't want to get droned.
All right. I don't remember what that clap is for. Okay. So, yes. Carla, you are healed for one harm. So are y'all all good to keep going?
So I guess you could do magic, huh?
You can all do magic if you want.
Huh. Wait, who said that?
I'm sorry, I am the power glove. You can all do...
Game Master Flex, is that you?
You can all do magic if you want, says the robot who is following you around.
Oh, it's the robot.
I guess that's how I did those things earlier.
Yep.
I guess. Wait, no, I did those with my hacking skills.
It's like magical hacking, maybe? I don't know.
Macking.
All I know is I'm ready to fight some bad guys. Let's go.
Sure you are.
Let's go.
We proceed.
Maybe my mother will approve of me one day.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I look over at this weird cat thing and this hacker girl, the other hacker girl.
Yes.
I'd say like, Mona, Oracle, what are we doing? Can we go now?
Oh, yeah. We were just waiting for you to get all your bits out of the way because it seemed like y'all were doing something like.
Oh my god, are our bits out?
Oh. No, not those bits, but you know.
No, the jokes.
Yeah, all your jokes.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Alright, now let's all...
Our little comedy routine that we were
now
doing.
Let's all go down to the lower floor and get inside Morgana as Morgana turns into a car.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Can I drive?
Or girl just shrugs. She doesn't see why not.
Alright, I'm gonna drive.
Alright.
Yeah, can I drive the cat, please? Sorry, you don't have your cat license.
Mom said it's
just
my turn to drive
the
cat.
Seat.
All right.
So I'm going to assume that canonically Morgana drives themselves,
no,
right?
Morgana needs someone to drive him.
Oh, shit. Okay, Jessica's actually driving. Fuck.
Yes.
Jessica was literally expecting that in Morgana could drive themselves and yeah. was planning on just sitting in the driver's seat going vroom vroom.
Okay, so you're
and, like, pretending to drive.
Press on the gas pedal, slam into the subway wall.
Yeah.
Vroom crunch.
Jessica doesn't know how to drive. She's a gamer and she's gay. Like, come on.
Well, if you're a gamer, you should know how to drive.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Every gamer plays Mario Kart. It's just a rule of life.
Okay, also, how many times do we all crash into shit in Mario Kart?
I actually never? I think Logan actually knows how to drive.
Okay.
Carla definitely knows how to drive.
So, okay. So setting the scene, we're in Morgana's car van form. Jessica's at the front just going vroom vroom, vroom vroom. Morgana's not going anywhere.
Jess, I think you actually have to drive.
Wait, what? No.
Yes, you do.
Jess, did you fail your driver's test again?
What the fuck's the point of a living car if it can't drive itself?
We'll get someone else to drive me then. I didn't know you couldn't drive.
Jess, I thought you said you were taking your driver's test.
I'm gonna fucking slam on the gas.
Alright.
Oh, whoa, God.
Whoa.
Push.
Okay.
Are you going to try to drive even though you can't and people are criticizing you?
At this point, they're criticizing me. I need to prove them wrong.
Okay, I'm going to have you push through
I can
stress.
Totally drive.
This is going to be the moment Jess actually passes her driving test.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you push through stress using...
Oh, I have so many links. This will be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it's dark because you are trying to prove them wrong. You're using the darkness to drive.
Oh, good. I got a 10.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. So, Jess, foot on the brake. Okay, foot on the brake.
Succeed? Okay, so you can...
Both hands on the wheel.
Succeeded what you're attempting, take plus one forward, ask a question about the scene, and gain an advantageous position.
Well, obviously I need to succeed at what I was attempting.
All right.
Which is drive the car.
All right.
And I think I should gain an advantageous position, which is the fast lane.
All right.
I think it would be really interesting if there's, like, another train coming the other way.
You gotta go fast.
And we have to, like, get out before it hits us.
Yeah,
the push through stress is Jessica accidentally drives onto one of the train tracks that's usually separated in Persona 5.
I somehow fucking, like, pop a wheelie using the Morgana car.
That is ridiculous.
You pop a wheelie, jump onto the hood of the subway train, and then ride it until you hop off onto the other track.
Man, driving's fucking easy.
And Morgana's probably screaming the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, both hands on the wheel. Slow the hell down.
Driving's fucking easy. Someone put a podcast on.
No, Jess, you need to not be listening to things right now.
Welcome to my brother, and me. We have two more brothers than usual. Warning, this is only for babies, not adults. If you're listening
no
to this,
adults allowed.
You're a lame adult.
And then it just cuts in, and it's just like, bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah. You know, this podcast is a little familiar, but not too familiar.
but not so familiar, you know?
This is a legally distinct podcast. Huh?
It's a new craze.
It's a new craze.
Haven't you heard of it? It's a new craze.
Oh no, are those monsters over there?
You see some shadows, but Jessica does manage to run them over with a car. That's the advantageous position.
Oh, all right. You. Heck yeah.
Yo, driving's easy!
Jessica says as she looks back, not paying attention to the road, you see another shadow get run over. It looks like it was a cute puppy shadow.
Jess, eyes on the road, please.
Hey, how come they make you take a fucking test for this?
There are good reasons.
Normally, there's other cars on the road, not just shadow monsters.
And also, normally, you're on a road and not in a subway.
Well, that sounds like a them problem.
That does sound like a them problem. Can you look at the... Can you look ahead? What? You're still staring at me. What are you doing?
Carla, why are you... come on, Carla, it's fine. It's fine.
There's literally a turn right there.
Does anybody have a quarter? Like, I'm, like, trying to scratch off a scratch off.
Fuck's sake, and I, like, reach over and turn the wheel for you.
Are you trying to stop that, Jessica, or are you letting that happen?
No, it's cool. I'm distracted. I'm checking my phone.
All right.
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Can we walk? Can we just walk?
Jessica, in the driver's seat, is on her phone. Carla is reaching over from God knows where in the car. I guess it would have to be the passenger seat.
Something you're just like in the back seat, just like reaching forward past me.
I think it would have to be the passenger seat.
Can you give me another push through stress with mastery?
That would be me or Carla?
That'll be Carla because she's using... Because
I'm the one doing
She's trying to push
thing.
Through what, personally, is a stressful situation for her.
Logan is finding all of this extremely stressful.
Well, Logan, you can help.
Yeah, I'm going to assist, I think. But I don't think I'm going to make the roll.
Yeah, you can, like, open the car doors and, like, scrape them against the subway walls to slow us down.
So, okay. Does
Morgana feel that, I wonder?
Probably.
Yeah, no, that was a joke. Don't hurt. This is our friend. Okay, I'm gonna roll.
I'm just gonna keep saying over and over, Jess, Jess, Jess.
Is that how Logan's helping?
Yeah.
Seven.
So pushing through stress, you get seven. So pick one. Succeeded what you're doing, take plus one forward, ask a question about the scene, or gain an advantageous position.
Succeed at what I'm doing.
Okay, so you are able to steer the car for Jessica.
Daniel's in the back seat, pumping the imaginary brakes that you hit when the driver scares you.
Logan is in the back seat. But
no, yeah. It's Daniel.
Oh, okay.
It's Griffin McElroy in the back seat. He's 10 years old.
As you're all driving, you all hear from deeper into this level, "Give me those fucking stars, you Pinocchio little motherfucker."
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, God. Jess. What do we do? Do we pull over?
We hit him.
What do we see? Like, we hear that voice. Let's follow that voice.
You follow the voice. You're going through tunnels. You're avoiding any old lady's shadows that happen to be in here because Jessica is not driving. Carla is now.
Well, Jessica's in the driving seat.
Yes.
Let me be clear.
Yes. Oh,
Jessica's in the driving seat.
I am.
Carla is steering.
I'm a driver.
Jessica's pumping the gas.
Oh, that's helpful.
Damn it.
That's very helpful.
Isn't Paco in Persona 5 the little Pinocchio motherfucker?
That's a good question, Jose. Eric.
Jose, I thought.
Jose, yes.
Jose.
Jose. I'm a southerner. It's Jose, y'all.
Unless you're talking JoJo, which I think there's like a Josuke or whatever.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I haven't seen it.
It's the more normal one that he had.
See, when you said little Pinocchio motherfucker, I assumed it was going to be like a Jack Frost.
Oh, no. As you turn the
corner... Yeah, I actually literally pictured Pinocchio.
You see, as you turn the corner, you see a person in a black cloak belonging to the hackers known as 4chan.
Fuck.
Like, slamming a small Pinocchio-like boy about 10 years old with driving goggles and a white coat against a wall. Where are the stars, you little shit?
I immediately jump out of the car without thinking and am running up to this guy to punch him.
Jess.
All
right. Jess, foot on the brake.
Wait, all right. But that's a bad guy, right?
Yes, we need to take... Jess, foot on the brake.
All right, Logan, strike with intent.
And I think I'm being propelled by the speed of the van as God I am damn. Just hopping out like a madman while I strike with intent. Let me... I actually didn't have my dice out. Just a second.
Ooh.
I just assumed you were just doing like, bits, right?
Sounds like you didn't have intent.
This is called Dice Fiends, not Bit Fiends.
I just want Logan to execute like a picture perfect spear.
Yeah. Shit, there they are. I knew they were somewhere on this desk buried under the papers. I got an 11, baby.
Oof.
Whew, nice. All right, so choose two.
I am going to deal harm, obviously. I'm going to defend myself from harm, and I'm going to take control of the situation, meaning I'm going to get the kid out of this guy's, like, arms or whatever. I'm going to get the kid free.
All right, so, yeah. As we're driving, Logan just jumps out of the car, punches the person right in the face, grabbing Jose by the leg.
Yeah.
And just wrenching Jose away from him. Jose is still dangling upside down. Yeah. He tries to hit back, but you're on the ball.
Yeah. I'm really good at this. Also, like, my hand has gotten, like, the like, sort of glowing bigger hand that I've been getting when I've been fighting with my power glove.
Yes.
Yeah. Wacha! Back off!
Oh, fuck! What the hell? What the hell?
I don't know who you are, but don't mess with kids. Come on.
That's like... not even a kid. That's a video game.
What's going on in the car?
I would like to strike with intent with Morgana.
With Morgana.
Please stop the car.
All right. Okay, are you trying to get Jessica to stop the car, Carla?
I don't think she's gonna.
You can always roll to interfere.
I'm gonna roll.
I appreciated how defeated you sounded with, I don't think she's gonna.
I am going to try to... I guess I'm just gonna try to get out of the car before she does something stupid to herself.
Yeah.
And whatever Futaba's doing, she's fucked.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't think there's really a move. You can just jump out of the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, do I have to roll?
You can jump, but defend from harm.
Okay.
So,
is it defend from harm when you defend someone else, though?
You're defending. When you try to prevent or avoid harm to yourself or others.
I'm getting my apocalypse games mixed up.
No, yeah.
Futaba's fucked. Futaba is just, like, still in there.
Yeah, she's okay, on her computer right now.
She hasn't even noticed.
Plus light.
That's 9.
Okay, 9. It costs you. You expose yourself to danger, or the GM makes a move. I'm gonna say, would you like? I'm gonna make a move since you expose. You defending is myself. The entire point of this, so that'd be like fuck you.
I like throw open the car door and like duck out.
I think otherwise Futaba would have been fine since Morgana can crash into doors at full speed and just the tail just puffs up. But you opening the door and the sudden and unexpected stop causes Futaba to fall out of the car, injuring her.
Oh, shit.
All right, Jessica, are you striking with intent?
I am striking with intent.
You're striking with Morgana.
I am, and I rolled a 3, so...
Oh.
Do you want to spend
a little? Hell no, I want XP.
All right.
Sorry, Morgana.
This is where we find out that Morgana, why they never ram cars into people in the actual video game.
They ram cars into shadows all the time.
They do.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt them. They have to then punch them and shoot them and stuff.
It stuns them.
I guess.
Anyway, how does it not hurt them?
I'm not going to say pop. Jose takes harm. But Daniel, or Logan, you are in front of the car, so the hacker is able to jump out of the way, but Mona hits you, comes to a stop, Jessica hits the steering wheel, you both take 1 harm.
Ow.
What the hell?
Who's taking the harm? Logan,
Logan and Jessica.
Glad I got
the
out
car
of there.
Hit Logan straight on.
I think at this point Jessica's gonna fucking fly through the windshield.
Yes, Jessica flies through the windshield. I think that's Mona's face, so holy shit.
Logan is beat.
Mona is
up.
Screaming. Jessica's screaming. Logan's probably screaming. Jose is screaming. Futaba's definitely screaming. What's happening here?
Futaba's fucking dead.
Break the wind shield of the Morgana car.
They never explored that.
You're not in space, does it push you backwards?
Morgana is blind now.
No, we've ruined Persona.
Morgana won't be able to see you when you're going out at night.
We
won't be able to tell you to go to bed.
I can't believe Jessica single-handedly ruined Persona.
This is my Persona. Ooh, woo.
Okay. So Logan is now bleeding. Jesus. But standing up and looking to see if the kid is okay.
Jose is fine still.
Okay. Is Morgana still a car, or did Morgana turn back into a kitty cat?
Morgana is in his metaverse form again.
Okay.
All curled up. You cannot see his face.
Okay. Oh, no.
Futaba has some broken bones from falling out of the car.
What's up and with Jessica, the 4chan, dude?
You hear a familiar voice. Well, if it isn't my old streaming nemesis, Jessica. Danger Dan pulls back his hood.
I think she had a username.
What was your username?
Yeah, but he's doxing you.
I see.
Also, I forgot. I mean, so.
He's doxing Jessica, not Carla.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'm getting it all confused.
So, Jessica, I see you're in the Gamerverse 2.
I'm barely in the Gamerverse 1.
Damn it, that's not the 2 I meant. I meant T-O-O.
Oh, like also?
Explain that better. Jesus.
Well, it makes sense someone who
he is
cheated
a 4chan
at Dandara
hacker
wouldn't know what 2 is.
Can I punch him?
You can roll to strike with intent.
Okay,
yeah.
But like, when I'm bad at that, can I punch him with magic?
You can you can cast magic if you want, yes. Okay.
But I want that magic to take the form of just like a giant fist on my fist.
Alright.
I want the
like Mickey Mouse
of
ass fucking
him.
Like Mickey Mouse giant gloves.
Oh shit, so I did roll a 12.
All right, pick. Wait, so was it a natural 12?
No, it was 12 after my plus 2. All
right, pick 3.
So I will go ahead and pick. I'm definitely dealing harm.
All right.
I am going to have no unintended consequences.
All right.
And I think I'm going to. All right, so this is going to require some grammatical doing, but one of these options is open to something.
Oh my god.
And so what if what I open is the gates of mortality and I fucking kill him?
I wish you could see my face
right now. Climax pretty early there, Jess.
I feel like that's going to create more problems than it solves.
I'm going to create an illusion, and the illusion is a giant metaphysical fist over my fist.
Okay, yeah, I'll let that happen.
Like, picture, like, the X-Man armor, but it's just my fist.
Alright. Yeah, that's like saying, open something. I open his chest and kill him.
So it's like, it's a really cool fist. You have a big fist. Your fist is large. And
Jessica's really good at
fisting.
Jessica's jacking my style.
Okay, so we used fisting and jacking within 5 seconds of each other. That's interesting.
And Carla, you hack with your fingers, right?
I hack.
Yeah, so you basically finger the code of the computer.
No! Yeah. Yeah, that's actually what we hackers call fingering.
Oh, I should remember that.
Yeah, Logan, make sure to look it up when we get back.
Fingering. Okay, that's what it's called when you're hacking.
Write it down.
I'll write it down once we're done with this. Jess, look out! Oh, as Jess just keeps, as just magically punches this guy.
As she beats the shit out of him, she's just like, this is what we call the shocker.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Dang, Jess, you're dominating him.
Yeah, you can say I'm really on top of the situation.
You better submit.
Well, I'm a power bottom. He draws a sword and swings at Jessica.
That was not as cool as you thought it was, sir.
Jess, look out!
What would you like to do?
Logan's gonna roll to try to defend his sister.
Damn it, right. I haven't gotten to move in a bit.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to be stopping over you. Yeah, Lily, obviously.
You're obviously. I want to hack the planet.
As you should.
Okay.
Hear me out. Okay. So this is kind of like a little, I assume this is like a station, basically, because there are people here off of the subway tracks.
Yeah, there's the shadows of people off the subway tracks.
Can there be a vending, like a soda machine?
Yeah, let's say you can have a soda machine.
Okay, I would like to hack the
planet. I'm terrified.
I'm going to go ahead and roll. So I'm going to move, basically, you know, go into my, like, coding goggles.
Yep.
Give me the roll I want. This is with mastery. 7, 8. Okay. 8. That's exactly what I need.
All right.
On a 7 to 9, I choose 1, take 1 hold, or take 2 hold, but bugs are alerted. I'm going to go ahead and take 1 hold, and I'm going to use that hold to force one piece of machinery to obey one command.
Holy shit.
Oh, and that God. Piece of machinery is going to be that soda machine.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to have it launch out all of the sodas one by one at this fucking guy.
All right. He's about to attack Jessica, but the sodas start beating him over and over.
Yeah, this is where Logan's like, Jessica, look out! And then, like, the guy just gets hit by a Coke.
He, like, looks over, and Carla's, like, looking into her glasses, like, completely slumped over.
Actually, I guess it wouldn't be a Coke. It's a Persona soda machine, so it's something weird.
Conk.
I'm sorry, according
I almost
to
said
Persona
cock.
5, it's placenta juice.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This fucker's getting smacked with the placenta?
Mmm.
See, this,
good
is,
old
see
placenta
this is the
juice.
This is the result of all of that fingering we were just doing.
Yep.
Stay in school.
Stay in school, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Or else you'll end up like us.
I went to
practice
a
safe
school.
Sex.
All right. What's this guy looking like?
Clunk. He's looking even worse now. He's on his last legs. The fucking soda machine sure stopped him from attacking Jessica. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why did I notice that placenta soda machine? Oh, my fucking everything.
I should have noticed it before it was poofed into existence.
Back off, buddy. Get out of here, or we'll kick your ass.
We will, in the future, kick your ass.
Even more.
I'll get you next time, Jessica and her friends.
Hey, I have a name.
And he opens
Hey,
the dark
I'm not
portal.
Her friend.
And he opens a dark portal to step through.
Brother.
Would you like to do anything?
Logan's fine with this. Because Logan knows he can kill video game characters and it's fine, but if this guy's a real person, I don't think Logan wants to kill him necessarily.
Now, to be fair, he is Dumbass Dan. I don't know what his actual name is. Dan something.
Danger Dan.
Danger Dan. Dumbass Dan. So, you know, pretty killable.
Yeah. Are gamers real people? Who knows?
Gamers don't have rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everyone knows it.
Well, I'm not doing it, but...
Okay, yeah, no, other people I don't think care. Carla's gonna go out of her way to, like, continuously pursue this guy.
Yeah.
If he's running.
All right, Jessica, do you want to do something?
Jessica's going to crack open a cold one.
Fuck yes. All
right. Psst, that placenta juice.
Psst. Carla, like, comes out of the data dimension, and she just, like, climbs up from the ground, because she, like, slumps over when she goes into the data realm or whatever. It's just like, so that was pretty cool.
You'll never stop us, he yells as he retreats to the portal. It closes, but there's a small computer chip left behind.
It sure seems like we stopped him.
Hold on. Carla's gonna go over and pick up that chip and, like, take a look at it.
It looks like a little old game cartridge you can stick into the power glove.
She like, looks over at Jess and Logan, and she's like, this looks like a kind of like a game cart, I think, that you can hook into the power glove.
Oh, that's cool. Wait.
Is there, like, anything, is it just, like, a label-less game cart, or?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's no label on it, though.
Are you sure you can trust something that came off of Danger Dude?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. There's no label, no nothing.
Here, drink some water for good luck.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll drink some water for good luck.
I'm gonna throw you some water.
I'm checking to see if Morgana and Futaba are okay.
Yeah, I'm drinking
they
some water.
They are not.
For good luck.
They are not.
Morgana ain't got no eyes.
Everything's so dark. What's going on? I'm just, it's so
we are
pain.
A force of fucking chaos.
So, Futaba's just slowly crawling over to Morgana, both of her legs.
Are we the bad
broken
guys?
Broken to fall.
Morgana, so, cast a healing spell or something. Does anybody know?
I'm in too much pain. Oh, God.
Here, take a soda. And I
can't see anything. Why can't I see anything?
Drink this placenta water.
I toss each of them a soda.
It restores their SP, not their HP.
Shit.
Or their eyes or legs.
Which, well, what restores their HP?
There's none of that in there.
Damn it. Well, I mean, if they can restore their SP, then maybe they can heal.
I mean,
they're both in too much pain, and I don't, and Morgana really doesn't have.
Does anyone know either of you, curing magic?
Yeah. So, wait, the power glove said we could all do magic, right? So.
Yes.
Here, I guess, let me try. And I'm gonna, I guess, like, lean over them and attempt to heal them with magic powers that I've never used before.
Yeah.
All right. Roll.
Seems like the right time to use magic you've never used before.
Yeah, this seems correct.
Yeah. I have -1 to my mastery, so I don't think I'm gonna be using any magic.
So is it its mastery?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, that's an 8.
8. So, pick one. Unless you want to spend a link. You can either open something.
Could I try to roll to limit break? I want to help cast this magic.
That'd be great.
Yes, you can roll.
I feel like
what I'm doing to help is I'm just standing behind you, whispering chaos control.
Chaos control. All chaos right. Control. Chaos
so
control.
Roll plus light.
Oh, plus light.
Yep.
Okay. My light's a -2, so
I
so
see
that,
that
8 that I rolled is actually a 6.
That's great.
You make the situation worse.
I mean, I did whisper chaos control in your ear.
All right. So, tell me... Okay, so... Which one are you picking? Open something, cause one harm, heal one harm, hits more than one entity, has no intended consequences, creates an illusion, inflicts a semi-permanent condition, or bypasses defenses?
Heal one harm. I can't decide which one to heal. I guess I would probably want to heal Futaba because I feel like legs broken is more extreme.
More extreme.
I don't know, that's a dumb reason.
Busting through his windshield.
I don't know. It's I don't know.
The only thing that I would say is from my knowledge of the game is Morgana has healing magic.
Okay, then does Logan know that?
I guess
actually, looking at it, the headlights are Morgana's eyes, so I don't know what I did.
Just a headache.
You just busted through his head, which is arguably worse.
I'm gonna heal Morgana.
You heal the harm, but Morgana, you're distracted, and Morgana just looks around blankly. Mona just looks around blankly.
What's up, Morgana? God. Or Mona?
Mona. Oh, no. Jess.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
Okay. No.
Okay. So she's just... He's just a cat now? Okay.
I guess... Okay. It seems like our only course of action here is to use this cart.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Who wants to shove it into their glove? Because I'll do it.
Logan, I don't really think you should.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Okay, you guys stay here. Make sure these two are all right. I guess I'll scout this card out, you know? And see if I can bring you into it if it's safe. Kind of like I did with the Sonic ship, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if we could get in touch with those Sonic guys. Maybe they could help us.
Maybe.
Well, you're doing
I'm
that.
I'm here.
Yeah, maybe the robot can heal. Okay.
Hello.
Carla's going to take a deep breath and grab the cart. And she's going to look at each of her friends and put it in.
I give her a thumbs up. Oh. You got this.
She disintegrates.
Can you say that a different way, though?
What?
What?
Oh, she's making a freezing.
No. She disintegrates?
She disintegrates. I said that as a joke.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't Eric.
Yeah.
For once, I'm not killing people randomly.
Yeah you go to your new world, though, right? Maybe.
Actually, I am looking something.
It just fucking pulls up like Mario Bros. On my power glove, and I'm like, oh, fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is kind of awkward to control because I only have the one hand to control it with. Yeah. But
yeah.
I mean, that's literally what the power glove was, the original one on the NES.
You it actually pulls something up in your vision, Carla, that no one can see. It's like a neon green Eiffel Tower. Or neon green tower with a tanuki and a fox statue on either side. And a small squid floating in front of it.
Oh my god. Is this Thingopolis?
Well, you'll have to go there to find out.
Yeah. How do I go there?
Okay, so you want to go there, you press on the icon.
Yeah.
And Jessica and Logan, it offers you an option to travel with.
Well, I wanted to, before we left real quick, I wanted to try to get in touch with my my locked link with Shadow the Hedgehog and maybe like call them down to just like try to help these people that got messed up here and have a Sega crossover while we're at it. But I just don't want to leave Morgana and Futaba like dying in mementos.
Don't tell them I have the emerald.
I'm fine with Carla going ahead and these two having like a scene real quick.
Okay.
All right. So Carla, you go ahead. All right. Hello, this is Shadow, the ultimate life form.
Hey Shadow, it's your boy, Logan.
Oh, hey Logan. What's up?
Hey, you know how we jumped off that space station and it wasn't a good idea?
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up, but it was also cool.
It was extremely cool, to the max.
Yeah.
We've ran into some trouble down here. Do you think you could help us out?
Of course. What do you need me to do?
I don't know. This is probably a long shot. Do you know anything about medicine?
Yeah, Shadow, do you know anything about medicine?
Or do you know anybody? Or do you just shoot people and ride a motorcycle like a super cool dude?
I just shoot people and ride a motorcycle. One moment, let me ask Big the Cat. No, Big the Cat doesn't know anything about medicine either.
When was Big there?
Someone declared Vic was there at the beginning.
Must have been.
Well, either way, there's some people that are really hurt down here, so maybe you could, like, come down here and, like, get them somewhere. But,
ask about Tails.
Tails. Yeah, what's that, Jess? Tails? Tails. Yeah, is Tails there? Maybe Tails could help. Not that you can't help. You're the ultimate life form.
I like that you
best,
keep confusing but... me.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I am the ultimate life form. Yes, I'll get Tails to ride down in his aircraft that he was modifying to take you down safely.
Yeah, I would have gone down safely off in that aircraft, but someone here decided to jump out of a plane, and or not the plane, the spaceship.
Space station.
Wasn't that Logan? Yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
It was probably Jessica or Carla.
I think Carla was the one who followed first.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was definitely Jessica.
The one who said there's no fall damage in Persona and jumped.
Yes. Yes, Jessica's the one who jumped
guys,
out of the space
there's
station.
There's no fall damage in Persona.
And almost got us all killed, and then crashed a car and almost got us all killed. And I love you, but you were going to get us all killed. I'm sorry, Shadow. Don't worry about it.
Okay, it sounds like... it sounds like there's some heavy stuff going on down there.
Yes, there is. I'm glad that we're able to communicate. We didn't really establish how we're doing that. I just started talking, but my glove is linking me up to you, so that's cool.
I have a walkie-talkie.
Smart.
That's cool.
I think that's what they had in the game.
You have whatever you want. You're the ultimate life form, and you're my bro.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you in a bit. Hey, Jess? Can we talk for just a second?
I don't know that sounds like a fun idea right now.
Yeah. Hey, could you just, like, chill? For, like, just a second? Like, I thought I was supposed to be the... Look.
You killed me.
Glad I bailed.
Yeah, you're trying
to... I promise I'm not laughing at character.
I'm, like, already halfway through the single-player campaign of Splatoon.
I killed a video game character? Jim Carrey, okay? It wasn't a real Jim Carrey, because Jim Carrey wasn't in the game reverse. You're being extremely reckless. And let me do the reckless stuff, okay?
What?
Because I think I'm better at it than you are.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. You are much better at the stupid stuff than I am.
He has three harm.
I just want to protect you, but it's going to be hard if I die. Because you keep making these crazy choices.
Protect me?
Yes!
Remind me who's older?
Oof.
We're twins!
And I'm the older one!
Damn.
But
I'm the audience
bigger.
Surrogate right now.
Yeah, look. This is intense.
But you know what? You can always take the edge off with a nice Budweiser light. No.
Look, I just apologize.
Budweiser. It's what your grandpa drinks.
Okay, Jess, just try to be a little bit more careful, because I don't know how much more I could take. Actually, well, never mind.
I mean, about
he was sort of looking, he was going to ask if Jess could heal him, but then he started looking at the results of that.
That's fair.
Hey, it worked once.
It did. It worked on Carla. Maybe it just doesn't work on video game characters.
You think so?
Maybe.
Do you want to try, Jessica?
Yeah, I got this.
Yeah, let's all try right, that well, while the Sonic and friends are coming down.
Chaos Control!
Oh, God.
Oh, good night.
Jesus Christ.
Oh!
All right, pick one.
Cool. I'm gonna choose there's no unintended consequences.
So you don't heal him.
But nothing bad happens.
You feel a warmth go through your body, Logan. You don't feel healed, but nothing bad happens.
That's
to
the
you,
important
so.
Part, because I do not want to cause bad things right now.
Like, intently watching your power glove. It's like, come on, go down from three. Okay, you can heal me now.
Okay, well, thanks, Jess. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the nun work.
You know I'm gonna go catch up to Carla.
And you can always... I see you don't have a link with Jessica.
Yeah, I feel like you should probably have a link with Jessica, right?
Yeah, so what kind of link would you want to make off this interaction?
I think it's a light link. I really do think it is.
You sure?
Well, what do you think it is? Do you think it's dark or mastery or...
No comment.
Based off this interaction, where was this coming from? Because if this was coming from you're just really annoying, Jessica, I could say it would be a dark link, or it could be a mastery link if you're like, I want you to be better.
Like, I feel like I'm trying to look out for her, because she's being extremely reckless. That's why I was thinking it might be mastery, or it might be light, because she's my sister.
I think that's either going to be light or heart.
Or maybe even heart, okay.
Yeah, so I'll say you can roll for light, a light link, so roll plus light.
Light, you think? Okay.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Sure, light. Because I think ultimately, what we are is friends. Okay, ooh, that's not a great roll. That's, four. Up. I only rolled a 5.
Alright, so...
I get an experience point, but we're not closer after this conversation.
Weird.
Oh, you already have a dark link with Logan. I do. I see how that is.
You fucking hate Logan. Fucking bastard.
If it helps, on a fail, the GM does still get to do a thing.
Yeah.
Make a move as hard as you want.
You're the GM.
And the GM gives you
yeah.
Yeah, I still get a link. Maybe it's not a light link with her.
Let's see.
It's Eric's choice.
Oh yeah, GM gives you a link. Yeah, so I'm gonna say you're mad at Jessica, so you get a dark link with her right now.
That's fair. Don't worry, it'll be really cool and dramatic when we switch it to a light link later.
Yeah.
I honestly kind of forgot about links.
Nobody made a link with Futaba this entire time.
Yeah, I coulda. She barely showed up this
episode. I feel like I was about to say that I should make a link with Futaba, but apparently I did.
Yeah, you did. I don't know when you did, but you did.
I was about to say, I think I need to make a link with Futaba after fucking her up like that. Like,
you'd think the programmer and the programmer would get it off. Would hit it off, I mean.
Yeah.
No, the other one too.
You think they would both get off.
No.
Because yeah. I made a light link with Morgana, like me and Morgana are chill.
Wasn't that literally just like, oh hey, you're a cat, I like cats.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Jessica, your power glove suddenly feels lighter.
Uh-oh.
As you see the orphan robot running off with the green emerald.
Oh, fuck that! Carla's on her own!
No, oh, wait! Shit.
I will find someone who loves
hold me. On, Jess! No,
Jessica
no.
Bolts. Jessica Bolts.
Oh, we all split right. In the party.
Do you want to interfere?
Yeah, I'm gonna interfere. I'm definitely gonna interfere. We need to stick together.
Alright.
We're only staying here until the Sonic and his friends get here.
He stole my fucking emerald!
Alright, roll dark, Logan.
Oh shit. If this actually results in splitting the party,
yeah.
Eric will really enjoy editing the next episode.
I'll bring on some guests for
I
you.
I got a 12, actually. I get rolled a 5 and a 6, so? Plus my 1 for darkness.
Nice. So, Jessica pushes through stress to do it, and Jessica can take an experience if she doesn't do it.
I the player want XP, so
yeah.
I'm gonna let Logan fucking like trip her or something.
I actually just kind of like grab you on the shoulder, and I'm like, "This is what we were talking about, Jess."
Ha 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 ha.
That motherfucker has a Chaos Emerald. Logan?
We'll make sure Shadow gets it. It'll be fine.
But it was my Chaos Emerald.
I know, but did you really even need it?
What, I'm
only a Chaos Emerald.
It wasn't. That's like the main thing.
Yeah, but only in like Sonic Land, right?
Maybe the real Chaos was in you all along, Jessica. The power.
Wait, so
says.
Wait, wasn't the whole thing that we were trying to collect the Chaos Emeralds to stop them from opening the gamer gates.
Known as 4chan? Yeah.
Oh, wait. Logan has no idea what's going on. He just wants to beat up the bad guys.
All right, so as you're talking, Shadow, Tails, and Sonic come down. Hey!
Hey, guys! What's up? Sorry, I was just talking to my sister about some stuff.
Hey, Shadow, you're good at shooting people, right?
I am, as the ultimate life form.
Are you also fast?
Yes.
Cool, so while Tails does this thing that we called him for, I saw a robot running that way with a Chaos Emerald.
I didn't see a Chaos Emerald when the robot was running that way. Wait, I thought he said all the Chaos Emeralds were taken by the hackers known as 4chan.
That's what I thought too.
Roll to convince somebody. You're lying to him. You're lying your ass off, Jessica.
I got... Let's see. That's with darkness, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a heart. Convince somebody is heart.
Oh, it's heart. That's...
Convince
somebody. Okay, that's decent. I have heart. Okay, so I got a 10.
Me? I possess heart.
Alright. They'll do it until something puts them in danger or reveals your true intentions.
Alright.
I mean, I bet you could get it, Shadow, or you, Sonic. I hear you're pretty fast, too, but...
Shadow skates off. I'm faster than Sonic, and Sonic's like, I'll make you eat those words! So they both run off.
$5 on the one that has a gun.
Yeah. And Tails is like, well, I need someone to help me carry both of these people. They look pretty fucked up. I really don't know why Shadow brought me here. I'm a mechanic.
I'm a mechanic!
Do you know anybody who knows stuff about medicine? Does Amy know anything about medicine?
I don't know, honestly. Like, we always just push rings
into people.
Hey,
Dr. Robotnik's a doctor, right? Oh, wait. Never mind.
Tails looks at Logan with a 1,000-yard stare.
Maybe we can use the rings to heal them, but let me help you get these guys into the plane here. Hey, Futaba, you with me? How you doing, Futaba?
Oh, it hurts so much.
I know, it's not great.
I can't feel my legs. Great,
but we're going to get you some help right here. You got to look out.
Mom, I'm coming. God.
What?
Phrasing.
What did I just hear?
I'm coming to see you, Mom.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, that makes better sense.
Not the other one that it could have been.
Yeah, I definitely said. I didn't realize that she was like a surprise masochist.
Okay. Look, Tails, we could load him up into the plane, but we have to go. We can't stay here long. We got to catch up with our friend.
So, yeah. So you go back to help Tails load him onto the plane. All right. So the two of you get back with Tails. He loads him up onto the ship. Sonic and Shadow come out. We weren't able to find the robot.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, good.
Aren't you supposed to find Chaos Emeralds? Isn't that your whole thing?
Well, my Chaos Detector isn't working, Tails
my
says.
My Chaos Detector.
My Chaos Emerald doodicky.
Doodicky.
Doodicky. Okay. Doodicky.
Okay, I would say we should get Knuckles down here to find it, but he's very bad at defending emeralds, from what I understand.
He's a lot more and than Knuckles.
Yeah, they actually broke the master... Him and Rouge actually broke the Master Emerald again.
Okay, I don't even... Look, if you could look out for our friends here, we're gonna go catch up with our buddy, in another universe.
Okay, so we're not coming along with you this time?
That would be cool if we could keep them coming, but Carla did that last time, didn't she?
Yeah, I see how it is. Just make friends out of us and then abandon us.
No, we're going to be coming back.
A strange universe.
You know what? I have a move that might be able to help here.
I don't know this conversation's happening, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
So.
If there's no door, I'll make one. When the way forward is not clear, roll mastery to try and do that. So maybe I can find a way to, like, get them in there.
Yeah, let's keep bringing on our motley crew.
I think that'd be helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's good for consequences of our actions to, like, you know, we've harmed Morgana, and now we're gonna have Morgana with us instead of just, like, leaving. Just, like, never seeing him again after we've stolen his free will from him.
Or Futaba, too, so.
So I did succeed. So I've opened what? A new path forward that is directly adjacent, directly advantageous to your goal.
Oh man, I was hoping you'd be you'll get there with it in time.
Yeah, I do like that one.
What was it?
Can I lie and say that I didn't succeed? I actually had a partial success.
You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, if you want to say that.
I'm willing to take partial success, because as funny as it is to just, like, immediately be like, no, yeah, fuck it, you're coming with us. It's way funnier to be like...
What is this?
It's called, if there's no door, I'll make one. It's in the Prodigy playbook.
Okay.
When the way forward is unclear, roll with mastery to open a new path forward.
Okay.
All right. So you all... So I'm imagining you all board Ark. And Jessica, remembering look what Carla did last time, you start using your mastery. We cut to the outside of... We cut to Mementos as just like a big gateway opens inside of it, and the Ark just starts floating slowly towards it. We cut to Carla in Inkopolis.
You're going to have to wait a little bit for us.
Yeah, Carla, what does your little squid form look like?
Oh, God.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to change forms.
I gotta pick, like, a hair color. Hold on. She probably has, like, purple hair. You know?
You can't have purple hair. Yeah. I have purple hair.
Well, we can both... Well, that is fair.
Squids.
I'd go red, but that doesn't exist.
That's fair. No, we can have two purple squids. But
no, how about...
As long as we wear different shoes.
How about pink? She has, like, the long tentacles.
All right.
The long one, like, blah, blah, where it's, like, long on one side, and then short on the other one. You know the one that looks like a cool ant?
I don't, but I'll take your word for it.
I'm sure the listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's pink. She looks exactly the same otherwise.
All right. Yes, you are in Inkopolis. You see little squidlings running around. You've already completed the main campaign by this point.
What, really? No.
It takes you a while to get there.
No, I think I cleared, like, the first world.
Oh, okay.
You've unlocked the world already?
I was just unlocking a couple of weapons, yeah.
Thank you for... Driving back the ink?
You don't know the plot. That's
fine. Fuck, I don't know.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Thank you for plot.
Sure thing, cuttlefish.
Woomy.
Alright.
Emo.
And as you are walking outside with the quest giver, a gate opens in the sky and the Ark just, like, slowly drifts through.
I guess they found their way here.
Yep. And that's where we'll leave it off for tonight, but we are going to have a scene back in Persona Town, USA, parentheses, in Japan.
Within Japan, but not legally in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Joker comes home from Hawaii, and it's just Sojiro putting up missing persons posters for Futaba.
That's the scene.
Yep.
Okay, I was expecting something, like, a little longer.
Yeah, like, maybe something with 4chan and the Chaos Emerald or something, but just...
Nope.
Oh, yes, and then we have another scene. As the robot meets with Danger Dan. I have brought you a Chaos Emerald. Now will you love me? Danger Dan takes the Chaos Emerald, it's like, no. Pushes the robot aside.
Pushes the robot, like, off of a cliff. Destroying it.
Pushes the robot in front of one of the subway trains.
Oh no!
And this is like a really dramatic, sad moment of betrayal.
I have a link with the orphan robot.
I betrayed my only friend for this. Yeah, you're gonna suck at this.
Rewarded as a traitor deserves, I guess.
I killed off the character this time.
Yes. As that's happening, Danger Dan opens up a portal behind him and steps through. And then the portal closes. The gamers are Daniel, Lily, and Rim. DMing and producing is done by Eric. The tracks used in this show are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find over on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Overture, which is by Alexander Nakarata, and you can find his other work at SerpentSoundStudios.com. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or KeyligraphyInc.com. Did you like the show? Well, leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice. And tell your friends about us so they can do the same and we can charge up our world domination laser. Again, it's still not charged. Look, these things take time. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. We also have a Discord if you want to come and talk with us. But until next time, remember, eyes on the road and belt in the buckle, gamers. Goodbye.
Could you imagine designing one tabletop game and having all of your materials for that tabletop game work with the tabletop game? Ridiculous.
It would be ridiculous. Wizards hasn't been able to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, like, the main books don't work with the main books, so here we are.
Well,
just make this is why you don't use books. Just make your own.
Yeah. This is why you just play games and don't actually reference the rule book. Who's going to tell you you're wrong? Fans? I don't have
We're
any.
We're not playing interstitial, to be clear. We are playing Into the Gamerverse by Eric the DM.
Yeah.
Yes.
With interstitial sort of there.
First name Eric, last name the DM.
We actually, I'm just...
Actually, it's a comma, so my first name is the DM, and then my last name is Eric. So, Eric, comma.
The DM Eric is your name?
The DM Eric, yes.
It's that's spelled pretty goofy.
T-H-A-D-E-E-E-E.
Thaddeum, I get it.
Comma.
Eric. Oh, from the Georgia DMs?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't even say it.